Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, a seasonal economic staple will look a little bit different in 2020 as the Christmas Hill Festival will be entirely virtual. The board believes moving the festival online will allow them to expand their reach on a global scale. Adam Shumate is the chair of the Board of Governors and said it will be longer than the usual 4 days.
We're talking about starting right after Thanksgiving and running until the end of the year. That's going to be maximum exposure for a lot of these vendors and local locales.
Shumate said this will allow them to expand their reach.
Typically, Christmasville is a wonderful attractant to downtown Rock Hill for people all over the place. But with some of the virtual events we're going to be able to do, our reach is going to be, you know, worldwide. Really.
He gave an example.
Every year we have a artisan craft market. This is an event that's set up in a large tent where a lot of local vendors come in and sell a lot of the crafts and supplies that they produce. Mm-hmm. We're going to move that online, which is not only going to allow us to have more local vendors, but it's going to be easier for them to display more of their products and crafts.
Moving the festival online will allow Rock Hill locations to book other revenue-generating events.
These businesses are really needing to rent their spaces for revenue-generating events. A lot of these over the year, putting the community before their own financial well-being. But this year, with all of the cancellations, they really need to get some space rented out in the Christmas season.
Plans are still underway for how to handle the Christmasville Parade. And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM. Brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.